This is a study in syncopation. This is a masterpiece melody by Sonny Rollins called Olio. And the student and I are going to play with a metronome. And but first, we're going to look at where the melody syncs up with the 1 and 3. Now, the tempo is 224. I definitely do not recommend tapping your foot at that speed. It's just too fast. You'll slow down. It's too much work. So almost everybody at that tempo will tap. It's like 1-3, 1-3. So we're tapping it. So much better to set your metronome at 1-12. And so we look at bars 1 and 2. There's only one note that lines up with either beats 1 or 3. And that's the C, the third note of the head. Right? And so we're just going to loop that. It takes a little getting used to loop this. But it would sound like this. 2-3-4, like... listening for is how that C da-da-da-da hits the third beat, like the second beat of how this metronome is counting. I set it in 4, but really that's kind of misleading. This is 1 and 3, like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2. So when I'm, for now on, I'm going to talk in the original tempo. So I'm listening for where the C note hits beat 3, which happens to be the second click on the metronome. Yeah, and that's all I'm listening for. Like 1-2, 1-2-3, so. Play it when you're ready. 1-2, 1-2-3. Feel pretty good?
Yeah.
Good, now we're gonna move on. Bars 3 and 4, we got the D note on beat 3, and then there's B flat on beat 1 of the following bar, and nothing else. Those are the only two that line up. Slowed it down just a little bit to make sure I got it, and that's at 100. We'll bring it back to 112 in a minute. 1-2-3-4. Sorry, 2-3-4. Again, 1-2-3-4. Tighten it up a little bit. It's okay. Good practice. 1-2-3-4. Sorry about that. I realized I started at the end, and I didn't tell you that. So you had to like figure out what I was doing and adjust. But here we go. 1-2, 1-2-3. Good, now let's do it at 112. Then we're gonna do first 4 bars. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Also tapping, you don't have to, but I like to tap in half notes with the metronome. We're gonna do the first 4, is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
It's gonna sound like this. 1-2, 1-2-3-4. I find that there's a technical part of it too, and I'm starting to get tense.
Me too.
I gotta relax. On acoustic, I tend to play too hard to get the sound to ring out.
Yeah.
But I gotta just relax and allow the sound to be softer. Moving on to the next 2 bars, notice that the first note C is on beat 1, and there's an E flat on beat 3 of the next bar. So it's usually like only two touch points. I call them touch points per two bars. Slowed it down to 90 because I needed to. And it's weird the way that loops around, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, my bad. Okay to accent the notes that fall on the for now, just to get that's it. Almost perfect. So good. So now, if you don't mind, we're gonna do. Oh no, we still gotta get that back up to 90. So okay. Here's 100. We gotta get from 90 to 112. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pretty good. Now I'm reminding myself to relax. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that was 120, so we're almost there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if you don't mind, we're gonna do all the way up to that point. Now, let's see how it would loop around. This is gonna be a little weird. Do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Couldn't help it. But that was very good. And then the last little line, last little phrase, and this is the whole tune, because
yeah,
well, there's a little second ending variation, but that's fine. On the last two, we got a D of the second bar of that last phrase. Like, we're doing bars 7 and 8, and on bar 8 there's a D that lines up with beat 1, and there's another D that lines up with beat 3. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's like, isn't it, two grand, three grand, four grand?
Yeah, I did. I confused it with the first phrase. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit. It's hard to hear out of context. Like, here's 90, 2, 3, or this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. My bad. 1, 2, 3, 4. D should be right on the beat. Like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. To 112, here's 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, having trouble getting into it. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. It's on the end. It's
such
two.
A pain in the ass.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Now we're gonna bring it to 1/12. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, go, ga, ga, da, ga, da, ga, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now we need, there's a technical thing on the sweep there, so let's, I'm gonna pause the recording. It's holding me up a little, and that's gonna affect your going into the next round.
Yeah.
So let's sort that out. We worked out the technical thing. Now we're going to do all eight bars up front. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Awesome, man. That's awesome. I think the important thing is, can you feel whether you're literally tapping your foot or not? Can you feel where the notes hit the downbeat?
Yeah, but it takes me a second to warm. Every time I pull the melody, it takes me a second to warm.
To warm up to. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, this to me the most important thing. I wish I could articulate it more. But when that click is, we should do it without the metronome. But when that click is off, I'm still feeling gun gun, and so it's like gun 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 gun. I don't know how to accent. I should try and accent where the downbeats are, but you get the point.
Yeah.
One more time, the whole thing without a metronome. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like coming in and out.
Yeah,
are you still feeling the subdivisions there? Sometimes, as you might well know, the rests are harder to keep in time than the. But are you feeling half notes like gong 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 gong
gong gong? You mean on the B side?
On everything.
Yeah.
Are you feeling those? Like, is that how you're feeling everything? Good. Then continue feeling them at the second ending, which we didn't really do yet. For the purposes of the audio track, I'm gonna put the metronome on. It'd be like three, boom, you're feeling that extra beat.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So let's do just that into the bridge.
Okay.
Like the right on the second ending. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying.
It's only like one beat. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfect. Let's come out of it too. Pretty good though, that's, you kept in time very well.